This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Andy is on the line in Atlanta, Georgia. Andy, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Thank you very much. I'm a huge fan and follower of Dave's steps for many years since I, a while back, quit my job to gain ownership in a business and took like a 75% pay cut for a while. So,
wow.
The envelope system got us through.
Awesome.
Cool to hear. How can we help today?
Well, so I went through that period of time to gain ownership in a business. I've been able to turn the business around and grow it relatively significantly. So I'm no longer at the 75% pay cut level, and I've been a lifelong saver. We're debt-free, have been for years. House is paid off. We could technically retire if we needed to. I'm 54. But anyway, we're to a point where, I mean, our kids' college is all funded. I got two in college. And I'm wondering, at what point is it okay to, or how do you get over the guilt when you want to buy yourself a toy? I've never done it. I've always put the money in the bank. I've always saved it. I've always been the responsible one. But darn it, I want a mid-engine Corvette.
There we go. Say it out loud, Andy. So you guys have been so diligent for so long that now you're like, I can't seem to let go of this money, even though I saved, I worked so hard. It just feels frivolous.
I love how Andy said, how do you get over the guilt? I was like, what guilt, Andy?
I've never felt it. Where is this guilt coming from?
I'm a spender, Andy. The fact that you said that shows that you're just such a saver, which is what's led to your success today. So well done.
Yeah. Well, you know, what helps me is taking some of the emotion out of it, taking the guilt out, and just looking at hard numbers. And we've got some parameters to help you, you know, make a wise decision here. So what is your annual income?
Well, all right. I'll say it varies, but it's going to be between $275 and $350.
Wow. Fantastic. And how much does this car cost?
About 85 out the door.
Okay. And do you have any other vehicles right now? Anything with a motor in it? Boats? Any other toys?
Yeah, one other vehicle. We actually just gave our senior in college our older car for his great success in college. So we're down to one Kia that we paid cash for.
Wow. What's that Kia worth?
Oh, probably about $20,000.
Okay. So if you got this $85,000 Corvette, that leaves you with about $105,000 worth of cars, and that's it. Nothing else with motors in it.
No.
And you make up to $350,000 a year.
Yes.
Andy, it's an easy decision for
me. Fine.
Now, you know the answer. The answer is yes, you can buy the car. But the real question is, how do I get over the guilt about buying this car?
Well, the other thing is, and believe me, I went over the numbers with my wife because I just did the profit sharing for the business. And I mean, that alone pays for the car. But so I did this with my wife. But my wife, if you think I'm a saver, you ought to see my wife. She's a bigger saver. So,
well,
yeah,
our general parameter,
she's on board, but
okay. She's on board. Our parameter is that we don't want more than 50% of your income tied up in things with motors in it because they go down in value. And so sometimes it helps to look at this from a give, save, spend perspective. If you want to make this a more wise decision, make you feel better about it, go ahead and give a portion of that profit sharing and be generous with it. And then you'll feel a little more free to spend some of it. And you already have plenty of savings, it sounds like. You guys can retire early. You've done so well. Now's the time to enjoy this stuff. A lot of people, they go through life and they work so hard, their fists are closed, they're just clenched working their whole lives. And you guys have earned this. This is not a frivolous purchase. Now, if you were calling me and you were a 22-year-old who had student loan debt and said, hey, I want to buy an $85,000 Corvette, I'd smack him upside the head. But Andy, I want to give you a high five and take a ride in that thing.
Here's the other thing, Andy, and if you're like my husband and how he's wired, he's the saver in our relationship, and he hates spending money. Like, even if we have the money, even if we budgeted, we're on the same page, it's something we want, we need, whatever. I remember we moved in our house, and we wanted to get a TV for the bonus room, and he wanted to get this big flat screen TV. We absolutely had the money, we budgeted. He still was like torn up about spending this money, but after we got it, he loved watching football games on his TV. I think you're going to love having it. This is something you want. You've worked really hard your whole life to save and be wise. You're debt-free. Your home is paid for. You have an incredible income. Yes, yes, you can enjoy some of it. And that's part of it. So maybe for you, because you're such a saver, Andy, maybe you start to think, anticipate the reward, anticipate, man, this can be so fun to have. And to your point, George,
I get it a lot.
George, yeah. You have worked for it, Andy. You have worked for it. You have earned it. And you should enjoy some of the fruits of your labor, some of the fruits of your hard work.
Way to go. Inspiring stuff.
That is so cool. It's so funny how different people are wired differently of the savers and the spenders. The savers, even if they have the money, they struggle to spend it. The spenders, even if they have the budget, they struggle to save. So it's just, it's in our wiring.
But hey, it's what he values, and he's worked really hard for it.
So cool.
We love to see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.